Sister White's Testimony Through the Review, 1890. Some have asked me if I thought there was any more light for the people of God. Our minds have become so narrow that we do not seem to understand that the Lord has a mighty work for us to do. Increasing light is to shine upon us, for the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs 4, verse 18. The question has been asked me, do you think that the Lord has any more light for us as a people? I answer that He has light that is new to us, and yet it is precious old light that is to shine forth from the Word of Truth. We have only the glimmerings of the rays of the light that is to come to us. The churches are lukewarm. They have listened to doctrinal discourses, but they have not been instructed concerning the simple art of believing. The present message, justification by faith, is a message from God. It bears the divine credentials, for its fruit is unto holiness. If our brethren were all laborers together with God, they would not doubt but that the message He has sent us during these last 2 years is from heaven. Suppose that you blot out the testimony that has been coming during these past 2 years, proclaiming the righteousness of Christ. Who can you point to as bringing out special light for the people? This message, as it has been presented, should go to every church that claims to believe the truth and bring our people up to a higher standpoint. Some of our brethren have expressed fears that we shall dwell too much upon the subject of justification by faith. But I hope and pray that none will be needlessly alarmed, for there is no danger in presenting this doctrine as it is set forth in the Scriptures. If there had not been a remissness in the past to properly instruct the people of God, there would not now be a necessity of calling especial attention to it. Some of our brethren are not receiving the message from God upon this subject. They appear to be anxious that none of our ministers shall depart from their former manner of teaching the good old doctrines. We inquire, is it not time that fresh light should come to the people of God, to awaken them to greater earnestness and zeal? Several have written to me, inquiring if the message of justification by faith is the third angel's message, and I have answered, it is the third angel's message in verity. Those whom God has sent with a message are only men, but what is the character of the message they bear? Will you dare to turn from or make light of the warnings because God did not consult you as to what would be preferred? God calls men who will speak, who will cry aloud and spare not. God has raised up His messengers to do His work for this time. Some have turned from the message of the righteousness of Christ to criticize the men and their imperfections because they do not speak the message of truth with all the grace and polish desirable. They have too much zeal, are too much in earnest, speak with too much positiveness, and the message that would bring healing and life and comfort to many weary, oppressed souls is, in a measure, excluded. It has been necessary to exalt the great standard of righteousness. But in doing this, many have neglected to preach the faith of Jesus. The doctrine of justification has been lost sight of by many who have professed to believe the third angel's message. God has raised up men to meet the necessity of this time who will cry aloud, who will lift up their voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgressions and the house of Jacob their sins. Their work is not only to proclaim the law, but to preach the truth for this time, the Lord our righteousness.